Welcome to Buzzed, Candid, and Critical. This is Beto.
I'm Chris.
It's your boy, Brian.
This is Milo, I think. And today we're going to be talking about the world-renowned animated film of 2001, I think.
2001, yes.
2001.
The iconic movie, Shrek.
As voted by our audience
by
on Instagram
followers, by the way,
which I might add, if you haven't followed us on Instagram, check us out. We will be posting more polls like this,
Shrekening,
which gives you more
power,
more of a voice, and more power to the people.
That's right,
dead ass.
That's right.
So yes, we're gonna be talking about Shrek, which Chris
didn't choose
last time. Was like, let's do Eternal Sunshine, but I also kind of want to do Shrek. I do like, right, let's put it up to the people, because you know what? We're a part of a fucking democracy.
Right, calm down.
We're not a fascist commune here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Shrek won overwhelmingly like 30-6 votes on Instagram.
Was it really 30-6?
I'm rounding up, obviously.
I wouldn't think we would still get that much engagement.
No, yeah. It was actually kind of crazy. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, bro. It was like within the few hour, like within the hour, there was already like 13 votes.
You said in early, you're like, oh, Eternal Sunshine looks
first of
like
all,
is winning.
The people that voted, did they vote because it was a meme or they're really interested? We're going to
find out tonight. Answered that question to us, people.
Well, actually, tomorrow.
I think people were tired of like, man, fuck these love movies. Let's talk about fucking something more interesting.
Let's get into a cultural.
The best
movie.
Love movie, bro. This movie
is
so amazing.
Is this a love movie?
Oh, yeah, I know how this
is this a love movie?
This honestly is like, before we get into everything, this is like easily one of the most well-balanced movies with like one of the best stories we've done so far. Controversial, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to forget because like how memeable this movie is.
Shrek is good, but no Blue Valentine.
Oh my God. Fucking guy.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, no, like, no, man, I'm memeing on
is,
you guys.
Is Shrek Dean in this movie then?
Lord Farquaad, you numb nuts. Come on.
I mean, but this movie is just like actually such a great movie. Memes aside, I think Eddie Murphy is probably like the best thing about this movie.
I think it's like Shrek says, there's layers to this movie.
Exactly.
This guy. All right.
I know. But it's like on the surface to some, it's like, oh, it's an animated film. It's for kids.
Yeah.
But when you watch it as you get older, you notice a lot more things. You notice the things that they parody, the satire that they use, like all the little references, if you really pay attention, which will probably have you thinking, why is this a children's movie? Why is this rated PG for everyone?
So why did I choose this movie, Milo? Thank you.
Yes.
Well, first of all,
I mean, why did the people choose?
Well, first
movie?
Of all, what are we? What,
oh, what are we drinking?
Yeah. So to keep it in theme about the beast in this movie, I picked us up some Monster Nasty Beast hard teas.
Nasty.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us, Monster.
Sponsor us, Monster.
That caffeine.
These are a heart tea. They're actually pretty good, honestly. It tastes like a regular, like a naturally brewed tea. It doesn't taste like anything too sweet, which I'm not gonna say because there are still options for other people to sponsor us if they would like to. So we're not gonna say names.
Sponsor us.
But I'm drinking the original one, and it's pretty good, honestly. It has a good flavor, and it's 6%. Which
yeah, that's pretty high. Yeah.
Gonna fuck
yeah.
Chris up for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, I miss the fizz. I want the fizz.
And for those of you who are wondering, it has no caffeine, which is, I think, a pretty good
plus. Wait. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. There is naturally occurring tea just because it, I mean, caffeine just because it's tea.
It's like 15 milligrams.
Yeah,
it's or
like
something
15
crazy
milligrams.
Like that, right?
Nothing like 300. 200 milligrams of caffeine.
None of that was a Panera Bread type of shit over here.
The charged lemonades.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
I would never drink those. Fuck that.
You know, I hate to admit it, but after I heard the stories about the hard lemonade, I was like, I have to try it.
You fucking bitch. You tried it?
I did.
What'd you think?
They got me cracked out.
Those things are wild, bro.
It's good protein. It's good pre-workout.
They're like 400 milligrams each of caffeine or something
Jesus
like that.
Yeah, they're pretty gnarly.
Christ.
Yeah.
But yes, Chris, why Shrek?
Or Eternal Sunshine, because I chose both.
Okay, uh-huh. Well, what? Why are you happy with Chill Strike then?
Because I didn't. I wasn't happy. I didn't care for you. I chose Strike because it's funny. I mean, literally, it's funny. And Eternal Sunshine because you keep giving me shit about it.
I do not keep giving you shit about it.
You do. And then so I was like, fuck it. But I didn't know which one to choose, you know? Yeah. You know, I still literally watched Eternal Sunshine literally today before I came.
Just in case we threw a curveball at you?
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, I was indecisive. So I was like, you know, it'll be funny. Let the people have a choice and let them choose what movie they wanted.
Is there any reason why this movie was on your choice besides being a funny?
Because I keep saying it as a meme for like almost 2 years since we
it
started.
It is the meme.
Where
of
I was
memes.
Like, I'm gonna pick Shrek the next time, and I never do.
That's true.
Like, I said it plenty of times, off mic, off the record. I was like, I'm gonna choose Shrek.
Just for the fuck of it. Yeah.
And then like, you know, I was like, fuck it, finally, I'm just gonna do it right now. Or yeah. I wasn't too sure. And plus, like I said, I was indecisive, and I was like, maybe we should let the people choose. It wasn't no real like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone likes Shrek the movie.
It was a no-brainer. I already knew the people were gonna pick fucking Shrek, bro.
People love a good meme.
Yeah,
it aged like fine wine.
Yeah.
For you, Chris, what would you say that this movie boils down to?
It boils down to these nuts. Oh, I'm gonna just get to the point right there.
It's just about learning to accept yourself and like people not taking their time to understand, you know, like, you know, I rewatched the movie. I don't know if you guys did.
Yeah, I watched it just before today.
Yeah.
Earlier, I mean.
I rewatched it. Yeah.
Brian didn't.
Bro,
Brian knows this movie by memory, though.
Dude, this movie's playing right now in my head. I've watched it so many fucking times.
He has it on his Neuralink plane.
Yeah. My boy knows two movies, Shrek and Nacho Libre.
Like people like to call me ugly or whatever before they get to know me, and that's all they know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he's talking to Donkey.
I thought people were calling you ugly.
That too. That's why I told this movie. And overall, like there is a deep meaning. It's just oversaturated by like jokes and reference, and you know, making fun of pop culture, and all that. And like, I mean, yeah.
Thank God it's only an hour and a half.
Honestly,
was it really?
Yeah. Your Honor, that's cap. That is straight up cap. I mean,
what about you, Brian? What does this movie boil down to you?
What's the notes at, Milo?
No notes today.
Oh, dude. Milo is just straight up raw dogging this.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. He said notes.
We heard it here first. Milo likes to raw dog Shrek. We heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Raw dogging it. No notes. I mean, it's a childhood movie for me, dude. I mean, I watched it. I mean, I have the tape, the green tape.
No way.
Oh, not the green VHS. Yeah.
The relic.
You have to post that up on Instagram so people can know.
Yeah, you're going to be a millionaire
didn't happen.
After you sell that
picture
thing,
didn't
bro.
Happen.
Be like this. Like, just post it up.
It's going to be behind like a really like big safe or whatever.
Dude, no, I am now. Now VHS is like considered like a fucking collecting.
Yeah. It's a relic, bro.
It's a relic, dude.
Yeah, there was some guy telling me where he bought a movie for $20 and it was a VHS. And I was like, to me, that's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we have to remember this movie came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's considered vintage now.
I have to think so, bro. It came out like
I don't know the 2001. Rules of vintage.
I think something becomes vintage after 20 years.
Mm. Yep.
Whack. Should be 60.
I think that then it becomes antique.
Yeah.
There's layers like onions.
So how about you, Beto? What does this movie boil down to you?
Well, I think it very much just boils down to don't judge a book by its cover, which is a very simple message. But I feel like this movie hammers down that message extremely well. Just by the way the intro scene begins with literally a book about a fantasy, like a fantasy book. And he subverts your expectations when Shrek fucking like wipes his ass with
yeah,
one of
I wanted
pages.
To bring that up. He's like, that would never happen. And when he first speaks that, and then he wipes his ass with it, and then starts with the Smash Mouth, bro. Like, that's like so iconic.
Yeah. By the way, rip to the goat. lead singer of Smash Mouth did die by the end of last year, 2023, right?
Yeah, he died of liver disease.
And the years stopped coming and they won't stop coming and they don't stop coming and they don't stop coming.
So, gotta pay our respects to Steve Harwell.
Those lyrics play a lot more harder now that he's passed, don't they, Brian?
Yeah, dude, for real.
Rip to the goat.
So, actually, the funny thing about that is that that song was placed just as a placeholder. Mm-hmm. But then when they played it to the audiences, like in test audiences, it came off really well. And then that's why they kind of okayed them to do the final song, I'm a Believer, the ending song.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys a question. I don't know if you guys listen to Smash Mouth a lot or if you even heard of them before the track. No, but do you guys think that, okay, well, do you guys think
the movie was made because of the
song?
No,
no, no, no. Oh. Do you guys think Shrek made Smash Mouth or that song made Shrek?
That's what I was about to say. You said no.
Oh, I know. The way you worded it kind of threw me off.
Did the song make the movie or did the movie make the song?
Precisely.
I think they equally, like, it's like a, what is that saying? Like a
symbiotic
relationship.
They're synonymous with each other.
Yeah, because, like, not, I wouldn't say synonymous because that's saying, like, no, like, in terms of, like, I think the movie would have been great without the song regardless. And the song would have been great without the movie regardless. And I think they just worked well with each other. It just happened to, like, work well. I don't think it would have been, like...
Well, I think Smash Mouth was already, like, a pretty big band before Shrek.
I don't know how big. I don't know.
They had been a band since... They formed in 96, I think it said. So they had been a band
I'm pretty sure they were, like, a pretty well-known band.
I just want to imagine...
But I think that movie did, like...
The type of crowd.
Yeah.
When Smash Mouth was playing,
I think... And I'm dodging your question a little bit. What I really think this movie did for Smash Mouth was about 25 years of playing the same album live.
Yeah. I think he does, like, I don't know if this article is true.
Ultimately leading to my boy's alcoholism.
Oh, my God.
His demise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know supposedly, like, he hated when people were like, I don't know how true this article is, but he was like, I fucking hate that song. Like, every time we go to a show, play All-Star.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's like, I'll be like that to Brian when he's DJing. I'm just going to say, play that one song all the time.
Play Techno V3.
I'll be like, silence.
Someone can fucking get this man out of here.
It's almost like they signed like a contract with the devil, and the devil is Shrek. Because it's like, they're gonna forever have that legacy of, like, it's a song from Shrek.
Yeah. I mean, I like, it's like for everyone, we probably don't care, but for like probably like the band, it's just like, fuck. We want we're known more than just, you know,
You think in the near future there's going to be like a festival or a like concert, but it's just like one hit wonders?
Oh.
Well, I don't think they're all one hit wonder, but.
No, he just said.
I know. It's like one song that they're known for. I think they still perform.
Without him?
It's going to be a big-ass lineup.
Oh,
lineup.
That's crazy.
Like, damn.
Yeah, but what did this movie mean to you, Milo?
I think you guys hit the nail on the head. It is kind of don't judge a book by its cover, but I think it disguises it really well with what Chris said, like with all the jokes. Because if this was just like the whole thing, it's like, man, nobody likes me because I'm ugly. It'd be a pretty depressing movie.
Yeah.
And then it's like, that's not the kind of message you want to have for kids if it's a kids movie. It's like,
nah, fuck that.
Like, you need to know you're ugly, boy. But no, I think it does it really well. And I think it does it, it kind of does it from both ends where Shrek, he feels that he's ugly. Mm-hmm. And the way that Fiona thinks that she won't accept him. She won't accept her as a human form because she thinks that's her true form.
Yeah.
But really, it's like Shrek would accept her if she looked more like him, which I think is also another reason why he's scared to, like, tell her how he feels because she's, like, a baddie and he's, like, not a baddie.
It's the way you phrase it, though.
I know. I'm, like, I'm trying to cook here right now.
He's not a baddie. Damn.
So, like, lost your train of thought.
No, it just is like, because this movie's like pretty like straightforward. There's like,
all right, well, that's the end of the episode, guys. No, when me and Beto talked about it briefly, I think I was like, this is gonna be a weird episode to talk about because, like I said, I didn't really write any notes because it's pretty straightforward. The movie,
Well, I mean, I think we do have to talk about how like well this movie begins. Like we already mentioned a little bit. If you take into consideration that the movie is about not judging a book by its cover and the movie starts by literally opening a book, I think like this movie's already starting great.
A24 who, huh?
Yeah, the way they just demonstrated
that.
A24
ain't got shit out this movie, bro.
As Beto wears his A24 pullover.
Beto's like trying to like fucking about a combust and shit.
No, you can't talk shit about me. And yeah, and then even after the book, this movie starts with a really great little montage of like Shrek's perfect life. And this is where like the iconic song, you know, All Star begins. And
bro, like that montage, bro, that's like, that must be heaven for him, dude.
Yeah. And this is where we get into this setting of the movie when they're kind of setting up the environment. You know, Shrek is like living a pretty normal life that he enjoys, even though people don't like him. And then we slowly see what ends up happening that leads him into this adventure. But we do have to like talk about, you guys think that, does the animation hold up after 20 years?
God, no.
No.
I think the people in this movie are animated really poorly. Shrek holds up because he's an ogre. And the same with like all the animals and even Donkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like Fiona, if you look at her, she kind of looks kind of wonky.
Yeah, it looks so uncanny.
Yeah.
But she's a baddie.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Quote unquote baddie, you know. Yeah. She's
but
a baddie.
Milo, she's a baddie. Please stop.
And I also have another question for you guys. Have you guys watched this movie in Spanish?
No, oh, it's my God. The best.
I think Brian can attest. He never shuts up about the
ping pong.
Conoces
a ping pong?
El muñeco. Dude, it's hey, so I'm telling you, any listeners that are Spanish speakers, if you listen or watch this movie in Spanish, it is at least I believe 10 times better.
Bro, it's this movie and George of the Jungle in Spanish too.
Yeah.
Really? With Brendan Fraser?
So here's a little backstory. The voice actor for Donkey in the Spanish version is an iconic actor called Eugenio Derbez.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, yes. He's like a comedic genius in Mexico.
He also did a lot of English movies too.
Yeah, but he does a lot of dubbed movies. And one of his grievances with dubbing movies, he said that they would never let him write any jokes for the movie. They would just tell him, okay, just translate
it.
Oh,
just translate it.
Just
yeah.
Translate it how it is, and that's going to be that. But when he went to dub Shrek in Spanish, the producers for Shrek actually told him that he could change the script if he wanted to.
Nice.
And then when the director was watching Spanish-speaking audiences watch the movie in Spanish, he noted that he was able to tell that the audience was laughing more in the Spanish movie than they were laughing in the English movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, Eugenio Derbez is a fucking, he's an icon, bro.
Yeah, dude, he's
a fucking icon, bro. Like, he's a fucking amazing person. And he has, you know what, probably, you know, coming later on, we'll probably pick a movie that I love from him that'll probably make us cry.
Is it the one with the little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot the name of it.
Under the Same Moon?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that was pretty sad. Yeah.
Anywho, I digress. We were looking at Shrek's
animation.
Shrek's Special Life with the little shitty animation.
All right, Chris, get on the computer. Rule 34.
No.
I'm good. I'm good.
We need that hard facts right here.
Although I will say that the people and like,
how did Donkey do it?
The people are like poorly. The people are poorly animated. The actual animation style, like the action scenes are done really well.
Yeah,
I
agree. I don't think it's a problem with the animators. It is very a product of its time where like animation wasn't really quite there yet.
I think I saw it took him like 4.5 years to,
what?
To animate it.
I mean, did not know that.
Have you ever seen the test footage of Shrek? Oh my God, he looks horrendous.
And it was supposed to be what, Chris Farley as
the voice. Yeah, yeah. R.I.P.
But like
R.I.P. to the dog.
Well, do you know probably Brian knows it. The movie Ants.
It's the same
editors or the same what
animators.
Do you call it? The same animators. Yeah, the same exact team.
Well,
all right, here we go. Look at this. Yeah, that dude, supposed fucking, to look like.
There's two different type of people that grew up. If you grew up ants, you know, you probably, you know.
There's ants and Bugs Life, huh?
I've seen both.
Family, your family didn't love you. I'm going to tell you that right now. You saw Bugs Life and you had that shit on VHS.
I want to watch Bugs Life. We have ants at home.
No, we have Bugs Life at home and it's ants.
No, wasn't the Bugs Life the goat? And then
yeah, that's why. Yeah,
it's like, I want to watch Bugs Life. No, we have ants
came out
home
in 1998 and Bugs Life came out in also 1998.
Bro, did you guys ever play that Bugs Life game?
No. Yeah.
Dude, that shit was
I
fucking
played the Toy Story game.
It's exactly like that. It was exactly like that, like open world kind of style.
Yeah. Dead ass though. If you grew up with ants instead of Bugs Life,
I think I saw Bugs Life. I didn't see ants.
You need to speak to
you
a
need
therapist.
Therapy.
And we're coming hard on that movie today, huh?
On ants?
Yeah.
I don't even think I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
The ants are creepy, both. Though. I remember seeing the design.
When they go to war and he picks up his dead homie's head.
I didn't know that.
And he's talking to him. He's like, oh, they got us.
Is there anything else you wanted to continue with?
Yeah. I think we need to move this a little. Keep it back on the rails, you know? Hey. Well, after that
the beginning of 2000s was tough, bro.
We were struggling out here. I mean, that's not true. We got Toy Story.
Ants paved the way 90s. For Shrek. What do you expect?
Late 90s.
Yeah, I think it's like 98, 99, maybe 2000. Yeah.
Shrek came out in like 2000.
No, it was Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
You are anywho, a boy.
Then now, after this scene, we get our introduction to Donkey.
Donkey.
Which I think is a very great introduction. And I do think we have to admit that Eddie Murphy is probably like the best actor, or like he has the best performance in this movie, I would say.
I agree, honestly. Like his little quips that he says, like, all the singing that he does, which, I mean, Eddie Murphy has a great singing voice, which makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
I think he balances Shrek's kind of, like, fuck-off attitude, because Donkey's just trying to be a true homie, you know? Yeah, like, we all need a donkey in our life, you know, to, like,
bro,
stop those voices in your head.
He knew him for, like, one day.
Bro, that's all you need, bro. Not only did Shrek find his true love, he found his true homie.
Uh-huh.
That was deep.
I don't know.
And then we do have to think of
a
talk
homie
about
who's
this.
Down as fuck. He'll take a fucking torta, which is like pretty much that's what the dragon was.
Yeah.
No, we're not gonna go in that territory.
All right.
He went straight for the throat. He said,
"Those are the A1 homies."
Hold up. Okay. We have to talk about when Donkey and Shrek first met, right? Because I think this is when the very first time that Shrek ever meets anyone that doesn't really mind him being an ogre.
Right.
And then we can very much tell that when they meet, and Shrek is very taken aback with this. And this is one of the main themes in the movie come in where we know that Shrek, the reason that he wants privacy in his life is because everyone is always just judging him because he's an ogre.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that the fact that Donkey was a donkey, which is not really like an attractive animal in itself, do you guys think that that was the reason why he was so accepting of Shrek? Because he himself is kind of like, you know, donkeys aren't the
only ugly
animal.
People can be
donkey,
ugly people
donkey,
now.
Donkey just had that
you're
dog
fucked
in
up,
him,
bro.
Donkey had that dog in him.
Yeah, he was that dog, bro.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
He's the homie that just fucks with everyone.
Yeah. Like he's just in his own vibe, you know.
Shit.
Finding his own business.
No. He's standing on business.
But yeah, like you know, like you're right. That is, I don't even really think of it like that. Where, like, Shrek growls at him and he's like, ah, that's scary. Yeah. He doesn't really like. He's not. He's like unflinched by him.
Yeah. Which I think is why the relationship works so well, and because maybe. Because of this, even though Shrek was being kind of like
standoffish,
he still kind of like accepted him in his life, even or more than he would any other person.
Dude, for real. And then like Shrek's like the whole first 30 to 40 minutes telling him to fuck
just
off.
Lonely as fuck, bro. Maybe that's why.
I mean, that's
the feel so like, fuck, man. You know, I need some homies.
Who, Shrek or Donkey?
Donkey.
Donkey's down. He's like, bro, I need a homie.
Yeah, well, and then
I'm making waffles. Come on.
They ended up going back to their swamp. And then, you know, even though Donkey sleeps outside, he kind of accepts him in his life. And Shrek goes back to his regular life. And this is when what moves the movie forward happens. when all the other fairy tales end up showing at Shrek's
at the swamp.
Yeah. And this is what ultimately moves the movie forward. I do want to say a theory here. I know we talked about it a little before. We can see Papa Bear and Little Bear crying, and then they're kind of consoling each other. And later on in the movie, we see Mama Bear's like skin on Farquaad's castle.
Right.
Is she dead?
Yes.
I wanted to. I had seen that before, and
bro, she's a fucking carpet.
Wait, hold on. Like I was telling you guys also. I said it says on IMDb that although that is true that there is a rug, that later on in the at the end where Donkey's singing, she's there dancing. Apparently,
that's another bitch, bro. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That's another chick, bro. Bro, she had no bones, no guts in that.
The Papa Bear went on Tinder real quick and yeah. Found himself a baddie in Duloc.
He invited her over and be like, hey, can you do me this like one huge favor?
It took him three whole ass days.
Can you put this bow on?
Which actually, that's a good segue into. This movie happens in like the span of 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Like when I was watching the movie and at the end where.
Can you imagine the trauma that kid's going through right now?
he'll get over it. At the end, you know, like when Donkey finds out about Fiona, and then the next morning Shrek is like, he goes to call Lord Farquaad, but like when they go their separate ways, and then Hallelujah comes on, that's still the same day, and like this is all going on, and then Donkey finds his way back to the swamp, and I was like, bro. That was very like 8 hours, and it's still the same because they're like, oh, we're gonna get married today. So yeah, I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize it was the same day.
Look it. I do have a really big beef with this scene.
Hallelujah.
I fucking love that. I love that song and that scene just because that song.
Oh, that's
song.
Right. That's right. That's so, right. That's right. That's
when
right,
like
that's
she was
right,
like
right.
Hideous, ugly ogre, and then it was just like literally it was just like Shrek. I was talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
oh, like the miscommunication.
Yeah. And it was obviously, you know, plot armor or to, you know, plot device.
Oh yeah, because she's like, that's what you so you do care about that, and he was like, well, yeah, which is so stupid because
no, when she was talking to a donkey.
And he overhears it. You mean?
Yeah. When he was gonna confess his love.
Yeah, but then the movie would have been cut short half an hour, okay. And then the movie would have ended, and it would have been a short, not a movie. It would have been nominated, which I might say this is an Oscar nominated. This is an Oscar winner movie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I know it's just annoying. Like, it wasn't elaborate.
Yeah.
You know, it was very kind of like, oh, we're gonna both play dumb and not, you know, try to elaborate. Cause like, if you hear something, usually you're gonna try to elaborate. But like, it was more like not.
I think they both had their feelings hurt. I'm over here. I'm the ultimate Shrek defender.
No, you're not.
Shrek apologist.
Yeah, I will die for
you're
Shrek.
You're a Shrek offender?
Whoa. Okay, hold on.
I think they both got their feelings hurt, you know, and just kind of left it at that.
No. She was going to tell him, and when he came back, that's when Lord Farquaad came, and she's like, oh my God, you heard everything? He's like, yes.
Well, I think it's also too because Shrek, you know, we find out like
he's an ogre.
Not only, oh yeah, but he puts up walls and like he's like, I'm going to build up 10 feet wall in my swamp. And it's like he heard something and he got defensive about it. As
you think that's
to, like,
what Miley Cyrus was inspired to make that song? It's like, I came in like a wrecking
ball. A Shrekking ball? Yes.
Yes. I think
Shrekking ball,
yes.
You
know, I think Shrek made Miley Cyrus's career. Yo,
that's a rabbit hole we do not want to go down.
Arguably true.
No Shrek, no Hannah Montana, bro. Anywho, we go back to the scene of the gentrification of the swamp.
That's right. Gentrification.
And this is ultimately Shrek's calling to action, right? Now he has to do something to keep his life how it used to be. So this cuts, and we get a great introduction into two great characters, Lord Farquaad and the Gingerbread Man. And I think this is one of the best scenes.
This
in
is
the
a
movie.
Crazy scene. First of all, his legs are cut
the
off.
Yeah,
dude, my boy is
it's singularly
milk boarding the Gingerbread.
Bro, yes,
man.
He's getting milk boarded.
He's dunking his legs in the milk, bro.
No, he's dunking his head in the milk.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was his legs.
Yeah.
Oh no, he grabs his legs and he fucks around with him. Jesus.
Just think about it. In 2001, kids were watching this movie, and they had no idea what waterboarding was. And now they're adults and they're like, look at what the CIA caused. Like,
the waterboarding cookies.
For real, bro.
What was he asking him again? It was he was asking him for something about the gingerbread man.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. He
was, do you know the muffin man?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I know the muffin man.
Which Brian and Beto alluded to the Spanish version of it, which is just equally, if not more, funny.
It's so much funnier. Dude, I'm so sorry, much, man.
The exaggeration when he's saying it, dude.
And that's the thing too. It's like when they like, anytime anything is in it, and it's like when something is translated and it's in like its natural or like a different language, like the way they intonate things and like the way they use like their dialect makes it, I think, that much more funnier.
Yeah, I think that's especially true in this movie.
Yes, so
I disagree. Never seen it. So I'm just, you've never disagree.
You've never seen it in Spanish.
Yeah,
so I haven't either. Disagree. But I have seen that scene.
Yeah,
like SpongeBob was like, "I don't need it."
I don't no lo necesito.
No, yeah, like, dude.
No necesito. No necesito.
Okay, and this is where we get to see Lord Farquaad's motivations. Right, he wants to have the most perfect kingdom, and he thinks by getting rid of all the fairy tales, that's how he's gonna get it. And then he asked the mirror if he has the most perfect kingdom of them all. But turns out he doesn't, because he doesn't have a queen.
Right.
And then this is when...
No, I think he calls himself a king in that sense. Like, well, technically you're not.
Yeah.
So he gets three options. I think it's Cinderella.
Cinderella, Snow White, and Princess Fiona.
Yeah. And I think...
Bro literally gets a hard on, bro.
Which I might add, when the mirror is kind of talking about Snow White, she's like, lives with seven guys, but she's not easy.
I honestly, kind of insane. Kind of insane.
I
was watching with my girl. We were like, what?
That whole scene was like, these are your three bachelorettes, which was a nice touch, by the way, to kind of keep it on theme with the antics of the movie.
Pick number three,
my lord. And he's like, has two fingers up. One of the funniest things in the whole movie, in my opinion.
Oh my god, bro. That executioner's, that's me.
Right, and then we cut to Donkey and Shrek showing up to, what's it called?
Duloc? Which is a very weird name. I don't get that.
Yeah, we get to hear the famous lyrics of that fantastic, beautiful place.
I like that scene too, because like the guy in the
with the big head,
he's going through the whole like the chain, and Shrek is just walking straight. He's like, dude, I just want to talk to you.
Yeah,
and then he hits his head and just gets knocked out.
Boop. Yeah, and even though it is a very funny scene, it still adds on to the theme that everyone that looks at Shrek is just like, man, fuck this guy,
dude, bro.
Yeah.
It's like when you see that one person and you cross the street.
Oh no.
Anyway, so you know, or I don't know if you know that song where they go to the information booth. It's supposed to
Small World.
Small World.
Keep your feet off the grass. Shiny shoes. Wipe your face.
Fire.
Yeah. And then we also get a really funny joke of Shrek saying that his castle is so big because maybe he is compensating for something. Yeah. And you know, he was right. I mean, my boy Farquaad has a very classic case of Shortman syndrome.
That fucking chisel.
What do you mean, Beto? I see nothing wrong with a big castle. Everyone has big castles. Why can't he?
All my Ford F-150 kings out there.
Oh my god.
Ford F-150.
The Silverado Cruise.
Is that you, Milo?
Not with Tacoma.
Oh.
The Tacomas.
Tacomas are goated, bro. I love Tacomas.
They're cool, bro.
Yeah.
You own a Tacoma, you're goated.
You know who else? You know who saw the Tacoma? Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah. He has that old Tacoma.
Yeah, 2004
dude.
Tacoma, bro. Still.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And keeping the dream alive.
And then this is when we get one of the very much memeable memes that this movie comes out with. When Lord Farquaad says, some of you may die, but that's a sacrifice
I'm willing to make.
That's every big company.
Some of you may die,
people,
but
bro.
That's a sacrifice I'm willing to do.
Bro, that was like the United States like quote during the pandemic, literally, to keep these big businesses going.
For real, bro.
And then
for
we get
fucking real.
And then we get an amazing fighting scene when
bro.
Shrek starts what fighting all I the knights.
No, what's bad reputation?
It? Yeah. Dude, yeah. they had good soundtracks.
Dude, some yeah, like
I think All Stars or Smash Mouth, you know, goated. But like, they like cast a shadow over all the other song that was on that movie.
Was that beer but, or was that mead that he was drinking?
No, it was beer.
Wait, what annoys me is I can't listen to Hallelujah with telling me do you like the Shrek song? Because not only like people like say like oh Smash Mouth All Star is like oh like. The Shrek song. They also call Hallelujah the Shrek song.
Yeah, that's true.
I promise you.
You did not.
I promise you.
You did not.
But not Bad Reputation. No, no one knows about that one.
You did not learn the lesson, bro. Shrek is life.
No.
Oh, dude, I forgot about that video. Oh, my God. How could I forget about that?
That was 2014, I think. Yeah, I was in photography.
What do you say? Like, you're in my swamp now.
Oh, dude. You think that's what rose the memes?
No. I think Shrek probably became the Shrek became the whole ass meme because of that whole video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like the whole
line. In my swamp.
But
I will say, controversial, I like that song, Hallelujah. That's not my favorite version of it, though.
What you like? Leon like Coden.
I think it's Rufus Wainwright.
What? Rufus Wainwright? No, yeah. that's it. Is the version?
Is that Rufus Wainwright?
Yes, that is.
Oh shit! Can we fact check that? I'm gonna fact check that. But anyway,
while we're fact checking this, I want to pose you guys a question, because the movie does kind of mirror
Mirror's life,
wrestling a little bit, right?
When bro, was, yes. Okay, yeah, go.
They were wrestling. You guys know what a heel is, right? A heel in wrestling terms is basically the guy that plays the bad guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is Shrek the best heel to ever exist?
Yes.
100%, dude.
100%, my guy, yes, bro.
He worked that crowd, bro.
Bro, I just was like the...
Bro, he was just boasting the crowd, bro.
Like, there's a lot of...
shit!
All the action scenes are really good, like, properly animated, but this, like, wrestling scene was fire, bro. Like, he was doing, so like, good. Real, like, wrestling moves. Yeah. He was, like, suplexing. He was doing, like, pile drivers on people.
And I think that's when wrestling was in the height, too.
2001? Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's, like... Yeah.
WWE was,
yeah,
like...
or WWF still, I think, at that time.
Because I watched WWE.
Which were... Not to throw a shadow over people who like wrestling, but, you know, lately news has come out that Vince McMahon is a terrible person.
He's a goat.
He's a fucking devil incarnated.
I mean, yeah, terrible.
But, yeah, so that seems fucking fire. I love it. And then paired with Bad Reputation, which I think adds even more to that heel concept of it. He's, like, thriving off it,
honestly.
Bro.
And I think we'd get a little, like, taste of the fact that Shrek actually likes it when people like him, because the crowd starts cheering for him.
He loves that praise.
And he's fucking eating it up. And then this is where Shrek gets his second quest, where it's now, instead of talking to Lord Farquaad, he has to go save Fiona.
This is such a random thing that I want to bring up right now, but it's related to Shrek. So when I was younger, I used to buy this magazine that had it would come with video game demos, like discs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them had a Shrek game on it, and it was kind of like
it goated?
It was fucking fire, yes. You could switch between characters like at once and like kind of fight people,
like GTA 5.
No, it was like a. Did you guys ever play like X-Men?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. It's the one like you have to fight Apocalypse.
Yes, X-Men Legends. But yes, now we're back from a regularly scheduled break. We took a potty break because, you know, we've been here for like we're like 8 beers deep each.
No, he's lying.
No,
he's
I'm just kidding.
My girlfriend that's listening. Cap. I'm on my second one right now. Okay.
No comment. No cap. Cap. Call cap. But
I'm wearing a cap. Oh, Beto is too.
Hell crazy. Yeah.
Can you please continue, Betelo, what you were gonna...
Yeah. And then I think we get to a scene where, for the first time, Donkey kind of profiles Shrek a little bit. He says something along the lines of, like, oh, why didn't you just eat him or something like that, you know? And then we see Shrek being taken aback for it. And we get one of those iconic scenes where he says that, ogres are like onions. They have layers.
Layers.
Honestly, I didn't like that scene.
Well, it was just before. No, it was just before they got to Duloc. They were walking there, weren't they?
No, that that's when these monster cans are really textured.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when they were on their way out.
Was it on the way out or on the way in?
On their way out. I have my notes right here, Big Dog.
Okay, no. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Fact checked in real time.
You just got fact checked, buddy.
But yeah, so.
Next time, think about it before you fucking speak it, brother.
Which, and you know, like. I like that movie. That's still really used in, like, when people say, like, there's layers to me. I'm an onion, some bullshit like that.
Then I think Donkey says something along the lines of like, "Oh, not everyone likes layers," which is something that goes really well.
No, not everyone likes onions.
Onions, yeah. Not everyone likes onions, which goes really well with this movie, because Shrek is saying that he's like an onion, right? He has layers, but even after you see, I'm gonna just say
onions is the most important fucking vegetable in every fucking.
I wanted to bring that up.
Is it a vegetable?
Do you guys like onions? Oh. Like on a serious note,
it depends what I'm eating.
Fire, yeah. Bro. Grilled, fire.
Grilled yes.
Onions or like a nice little crispy onion on your burger.
Crispy, yes.
Yeah, like
do it on your sandwich.
Like, I don't nice and fried.
Fire. I'm not the as long as it's not raw, I'm not the biggest fan of raw onion.
You don't eat like
unless
on
it's
taco?
Salsa
is it, oh, or on tacos. Taco. Okay, yeah.
I don't like raw onion. Hold on, you don't just bite it like an apple.
Hold on, what the fuck out of here?
You know what?
Pickled onions.
Dude, dude, you like pickles? You're fucking gross. Get the fuck out of here.
I like pickles.
I don't like pickles.
Trash.
That's right.
But pickled onions on a fucking Cubano
sandwich?
Are
those the pink ones?
Yes.
No. Oh,
my God. You guys are tripping.
Dude, the pink ones? It's just
wait,
onions.
The one with the tacos?
Yeah, it's just onions and then
the pink ones are pickled. The pink ones are pickled.
They pickle them. They're pink. They're like put them in vinegar.
I just thought that was like radish.
It's not vinegar.
They pickle them in vinegar, bro.
No, I thought...
like curry.
That's
like
how you... you can literally pickle anything.
It's just lime, isn't it?
No.
No, bro. They literally... you know pickles are just cucumbers and vinegar and other...
Dude, I just found that out about that last year.
I had a revelation.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking... Dude, I was like, what? Man, I was like...
I thought it was his own vegetable.
No, I... No. Chris, believe me, I thought the same thing too.
I think we all did. I literally contemplated life, thinking like, how the fuck, like, where do pickles come from? They just grow from a jar from the ground?
No, like pickling is a process. You could pickle anything.
You could pickle these nuts. How about that?
I was about to say it.
You know, right? Yeah. Can you?
You guys made me spill all my fucking.
Got it.
Can you cut my mic, Brian? So layers.
Yeah. And then Donkey says something along the lines of, "Oh, not everyone likes onions.
Like cakes have layers."
Yeah. Which kind of, I think, says that even though people might see the layers in Shrek, they might still not like them. I think it kind of goes really well with this movie. You know what I mean? Because Shrek.
Yeah, because onions, not like Donkey said, you know, not everyone likes onions. I know for like the longest time in my life, I did not like onions.
Yeah.
It's a really good metaphor.
It kind of like attacks Shrek a little bit because it kind of poses him this question. It's like, what if someone does see you for your layers? What if someone sees you for more than just an ogre?
What if they see me as a five-layer beef burrito?
And they still
that's a layer I like, bro.
And they still don't like you.
You know what I mean?
And
it's tough too when like you use an onion as a metaphor. It's like if you peel it back, it's gonna fucking make you cry.
Do you think that some of these metaphors that they made, like they think they're gonna pop off, or they just thought it was witty, or like they try to find like a more like vile way to compare like
Shrek? What the fuck are you laughing?
I honestly think it's just really, really good writing.
I think it's a little of both, because it relates to Shrek eating some weird shit. He's eating a raw onion while they're walking.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what can we compare Shrek
to?
Bro,
he eats bugs.
But whoever wrote this scene, their pen was on fire. They're like, yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah,
this is just gas right here.
Yeah.
Like that scene where he's like sitting down and having dinner for himself and shit. But I was like, this is fucking like, damn.
I don't even want to talk about that scene. It's fucking disgusting.
Anywho, we get to Shrek and Donkey.
That Shrek teeny?
Oh, yeah. Shrek-tini. He's having a fucking martini.
It's the Shrek teeny.
Anywho, we get to Shrek, and Shrek and Donkey get to the castle, right? They're here to rescue. King of the castle. Okay, they get here to rescue Fiona. And I think talking about subverting expectations when it comes to this movie, they're here to kill the dragon and save Fiona.
Oh, no. They save the dragon.
Yeah, and then and then they fall in love with the dragon.
They fuck the dragon.
One of them.
Yeah.
Donkey.
Dude, Donkey was going in raw, bro.
Yo.
He fucking...
This episode's gonna demonetize. Bro. Right off the bat.
Someone gas my boy up, bro.
No. Okay, hold on. We have to look
at... It's like taking a 6'10 bitch home with you.
We have to look at the totality 6'10 of it.
6'10?
He was doing it to save his ass. He was scared, and he was rizzing her up. He was like, oh, you know, you got some nice teeth. And then he realizes that she's a, like, oh, you're a female dragon, huh? And then she's like, what's up with your eyes? Why are you batting your eyes like that? And then she blows a smoke in the shape of a heart towards him.
I didn't
him.
Know she vaped like that.
And then he's like, oh, you know, it would never work. I have asthma. I'm asthmatic, and you're always blowing smoke clouds.
That just goes to show, bro. It's possible
for the sake
my short kings.
What you mean?
For the it's possible
what for you the mean? Sake of not getting
what you mean?
For
what
the,
you mean,
Brian? For the sake of not getting canceled, we're not gonna talk about how they made it between this and the next movie. Okay,
I'm fucking how.
my boy Brian's about to pull a graph,
bro. I have like a 10 slide presentation.
You're like anatomically accurate.
Why are you blaming me? The movie fucking made this fucking like they stuck that to my head at an early age.
I'm gonna throw this out there, controversial.
I'm wondering the positions.
The dragon might have been better than Fiona.
Oh,
what
eyelashes? She got more eyelashes than fucking dude. You could tell that.
Where are we going with this?
What are we talking about, bro?
Wait. Think about this. Dragon.
I would like to move away from the Dragoosie commentary.
Did you just say Dragoosie?
The Dragoosie?
All right.
You got seasoned.
You know what?
You got a seasoned dragon. And then you got a fucking cracker.
All right.
Like, if we ever talk about Shrek 2, we could go down that lane, but not right
we
now.
We got to talk about Shrek 2 a little bit, too.
There is this theory online, and it comes alive in this scene when...
I know for sure that whoever did that drawing was a fucking furry.
When Shrek...
Oh, my God.
When Shrek is rescuing Fiona, he passes by a cookbook, and there's like a pot, and he tells you how to cook nights or something like that. There is a theory in the internet that Fiona is actually a cannibal.
What? Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? Because I don't know if you remember that scene. You pass by a cookbook and there's like a pot of something cooking.
Yeah.
But people online are saying that the dragon can't fucking read. So they therefore theorize that Fiona, to stay alive, has been eating all the knights that come in to save her.
I don't know, man.
Dude, you fucked up.
No, that's in the little far fetched. That's why I'm like,
nah, bro, dude. They fucking like get like think about it, Shrek. I mean, well, did Shrek even think about the Dragoosie?
Shrek puts eyes in his fucking Shrek teenies, bro.
Yeah. So they're humans.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So
bro,
no,
I don't think he eats humans, Shrek, because although. There's that scene where you have the crowd going after him. He doesn't do anything to them. I don't think he's killing humans.
Okay, you missed it, but...
No, I know. I heard your question.
The theory.
I'm not a question. It was a statement.
I'm trying to...
Does Fiona eat humans?
We moved on to White Claws, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't... It's tough to say because... There's a part where Shrek is saying, like, oh, yeah, everyone.
There's some people that just overgo the extension of, like, these ideas.
I think it's a really fun theory.
Well, because the thing is, too, when, like, they're going out and she's like, oh, yes, you know, all these men fought the dragon. And then Shrek is like, yeah, and they got burned to death. So it could go either way. She could have probably been eating them when they got burned.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like she's asleep like Snow White. So obviously she has to eat something, you know. So like, it's a good point.
And what if she had a fridge?
You had a fridge.
Buzz candid and critical of bringing the real question.
Yeah, we're getting real critical with these.
We're very critical.
Wait. She was obviously awake during that whole time.
Yeah.
What the fuck was she eating, dude?
Nights, bro.
I don't know, man. Like,
what, how did she get the curse?
I have a board on my house with a bunch of strings. I'll show it to you guys.
It was a deal with the dad Harold, who made a deal with the witch.
Her dad?
Yeah.
But then the fairy godmother would have just visited.
No, because he.
Oh, is that the, from the second
son,
movie? Yeah,
the son is supposed to save her. That was the deal.
Her son, right?
Yeah. That way.
Prince Charming.
Yeah. So that way he could stay as a human, because that movie's also talking about, you know, societal imagery and whatnot. You know, that's why Shrek turns hands, which he should have stayed human. Too. I'm gonna be real, man.
Anywho,
oh man,
they escape the dragon, and Fiona thinks that Shrek is her Prince Charming, and Donkey and Shrek both laugh at her like profusely.
Can I just say, this whole time Fiona sees Shrek, and all she can see is his body because obviously he's wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to believe that she's into bigger men because she doesn't care what he looks like until he takes off the helmet.
Yeah.
Which she likes the huskier man.
Hypocritical.
Ladies, if you like this movie, I'm fragile at this point. I am one of those big men.
You're like, please DM me.
My voice said, please take advantage of me.
I am vulnerable at this point.
So hold on. That kind of brings up a question that I wanted to bring up earlier. So obviously Fiona is an ogre, at least in the nights.
Yeah.
Are we like, once she realizes how Shrek is like in his thing, because obviously they kind of like start getting along.
Yeah.
Is she into Shrek while she's still a human?
Yes. I mean, there's a scene where like she's on top of the food.
I mean, at the beginning though.
No.
She realizes that he's an ogre, she's very disappointed, obviously.
I don't think she actually cares. I think what really conflicts her is that she's thinking, oh, shit, like, I'm an ogre, too. Does this mean I'm supposed to be an ogre?
Right.
I think that's, like, what really, like, kind of takes her aback from it, you know?
Is that when she kills the fucking bird?
No, that's when she turns into the
by the way,
Shrek or human.
I want to give credit. My girlfriend's the one that told me about the theory about Fiona eating humans. I want to make sure I give her the credit for
that. I've never heard of that one. That's a good theory, though.
That's logical
theory, though. Like, what the fuck, bro? She's like up in the, like, dude, there's a dragon down there. What the fuck? Like, what are you gonna do?
Wait, hold on. That brings up another question. Then
what's the question, Milo?
Because if she's turning into an ogre at night, wouldn't she just be eating nasty shit like Shrek does?
Yeah. Humans.
Oh, my God. No,
humans, you say.
She's eating, like, the meat off the burnt bones. Like, but, yes, let's continue forward. So, yes, they're going back.
I know she's eating it raw.
Fiona's like, oh, it's an ogre who saved me. I think at that point she starts kind of realizing, like, she is disappointed, but I think in the back of her head, she's like, maybe this is it, what it's supposed to be for me.
Wait. Here's another, like, wait, she turns to an ogre in the night, right?
Yes.
Yeah. At sunset.
She got saved in the night.
No, it was just because they were in the volcano, so there was a lot of smoke.
Because
when they get back down, it's daytime. I was confused by that, too.
Okay. I got a little fucked up right there. I'm not going to lie. Those blue skies.
Well, anywho, they start walking back to, what's it called?
Duloc.
And Shrek kind of has to, like, fucking
manhandle her down.
Basically kidnap her into it. And then he starts getting to the nighttime, and this is when she like is like, oh, I got to get some rest, you know, I have to. And so when we get a little hint that there's something that she's hiding.
Yeah, because I hadn't seen it in a while, so I kind of forgot about it. She's like, oh, yeah, we should get there by tomorrow, and she wants to camp.
Yeah.
But she
just want to add on to the thing. It says, if she ate them at night, it would be cannibalism.
It wouldn't, or it would be?
It wouldn't.
Because she's a Shrek.
Yeah. No, an ogre. Because she's Shrek is a name.
She's a Shrek.
Yes. So continue.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, that's true. I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wait, why wouldn't it be cannibalism at night, though?
It wouldn't be.
That's why. Why wouldn't it be?
Because she's an ogre.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anywho, they camp, and then Donkey and Shrek kind of have a heart-to-heart moment when Shrek is kind of saying, like, oh,
I'm going to build 10-foot wall in my swamp because I don't want anyone to come in.
And then he also says, like, oh, everyone just judges me by how I look. I'm more than just an ogre, you know?
And then I think that he's like, I'm not hiding myself because I don't like people. I'm hiding myself because I know what people think of me.
Exactly, yeah. And then Fiona kind of overhears this. And then we see that the next morning, she's kind of being a lot nicer to Shrek.
Yeah, and she's kind of more in tune with who the type of person Shrek is.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he's like an asshole just to be an asshole. Like, as we learn, he's just like, nobody likes me. Why should I like anyone?
Yeah, exactly.
Facts, bro.
Facts.
I feel like everyone nowadays try to aspire to be like Shrek. Like, I don't fuck with people. Listen, I don't like them.
I don't think
and
so.
And it's like, no. People. There's always those fucking stupid ass videos like, bro, that's literally me, bro. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. No,
sure, Shrek. But that is me.
Shrek, right,
my bad.
Literally me.
God.
Anywho, then we get to this scene where, or like this montage of like how Shrek and Fiona are kind of getting along a lot more, you know.
It's because she overheard Shrek talking about how people basically judge him, and then she changed her tune.
She says it too. She tells him something, or she does something, and he's like, and she's like, oh, you know, it's.
It was when she was making the egg, and she was like, mm-hmm. We came out on the wrong foot, you know, this and that.
And you judged me by like the cover of my book, but I'm not like that. Something like that.
And then, yeah, that's when it got the freaky on, baby.
And we get to this scene where, like, a Robin Hood-esque type of dude tries to rescue Fiona. And then this also builds on up in a little bit because he's kind of judging their story by just the cover. He's like, oh, this ogre is obviously fucking kidnapping this princess. I better be save her, when that's nothing from the case, right?
Right.
And Fiona kicks their ass. Fucking goes fucking Jackie Chan on their asses.
Which I want to add, the production for this movie took so long that they were able to reference things that came out in that time. So that scene where Fiona like does like the split kick, it was a reference to The Matrix because they go like all kind of all around and like freeze frame. So that was pretty sick, honestly. Fucking sick.
And I think it's even better because it also builds up on the theme of the movie because we also judge Fiona by her cover. And we did not expect her to kick ass how she did.
Yes.
Yeah. Even like this movie, I think it's so well written. I think beyond like.
You think it was ahead of the time, Beto? Or should we say that for the end?
No, I think this movie is not only iconic because of how funny it is, but because how well written this movie is.
Can I just say too that
it ahead of its time?
I don't want to say it's ahead of its time because it's not, like, revolutionary, but the way that they
did things... I mean, why is it in a vault now?
No, but, like, the way that they did things was really good. Hold on, but can I just say that Fiona gave Robin Hood a fucking concussion, if you guys noticed.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking dead. Like, he just...
He was twitching.
Bro, his homeboys picked him up. Instant death. I know for sure that, bro, he's not getting up after that.
And they ate him right after.
Whoa. They ate him? Which way?
It's like, what do you mean which way? It's kind of like a, you know, like in the.
I don't know, bro. Eight people?
Hold on. It's kind of like in the original fairy tales where like they're more grim than Disney puts them out to be. Like they fucking ate people. You know, they probably did eat them.
Yeah, like I think Cinderella, like. The sisters literally like fucking skinned their fucking feet to fit in the fucking
and the heels.
Oh, to get their fucking feet.
Yeah.
Also, they hang Pinocchio.
How would you hang
Pinocchio? He's a piece of wood.
I mean, I don't tie that to the dead author. I don't fucking know, bro. That's how the original went.
But can you keep moving us forward, Beto?
Yeah, of course. And I think then after that, the montage. No, Shrek gets an arrow on his ass.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is, I think, when we see the first, like,
the moment, the buds kind of like becoming of their love.
Yeah, the first moment of intimacy when
I like when they tell Doggy go find blue flowers and red thorns. blue flower, red thorns.
Yeah. And he says something like, "Oh, this would be a lot easier if I wasn't colorblind." But Fiona's trying to get the arrow out of Shrek's ass, and Shrek kind of like pulls over and pulls her in. And this is when we see the first hint of like kind of like having like a romantic relationship. And after this, we move to a montage of like them walking closer to the what's it called? Lordok? Duloc?
Duloc.
Duloc.
Yeah. Amazing how you guys did that at the same time.
I know.
I have to.
We're just in sync, dude.
You guys share one brain cell, bro.
They do share one brain cell.
And we see this like moments where like they start getting closer to each other. They basically like blow balloons out of a frog and a fucking snake or something like that. And then they literally let them go. 100% the frog and the snake are dead.
Oh, dude. I thought about that. they reach the atmosphere and they just fucking exploded.
Yeah, exactly.
Logically, that shouldn't happen because they use their own breath and that could only happen.
Okay, Mr. actually, shut the fuck up, bro. But then we see Fiona and Shrek. They kind of get cold feet when they're about to reach the kingdom.
Yeah, because Shrek's like, oh, well, like, we're almost there. Mm-hmm. You have to go do what you have to do. Yeah. You know?
And the audience can clearly tell that it's because, you know, they like each other and they don't want to like go their separate ways.
This is a really funny part because they start gaslighting Donkey into thinking there's something wrong with him. They're like, Fiona's like, there's something wrong with him. And he's like, you know what? I have this twinge in my neck.
Oh, and then he does like, he cracked his fucking neck. And they stare at him. They're like,
I can't feel my toes. I got no toes. He's like, I just need a hug.
This movie is so fucking funny, bro.
This movie was made for the adults. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah. Honestly, 100%. This movie could easily be like on your top 20 list of movies of all time. And I would respect that 100%. 100%.
You could do no wrong. If somebody asks you what your favorite movie is, and you say
Snow
Shrek.
Blue Valentine's.
Get the fuck out. You didn't even watch it before we told you.
Chris is literally Dean. And
I will say
I still like the movie more.
I will say it on record.
You don't need to say it.
It's a better movie than Blue Valentine.
Okay, this guy's delusional.
I have to, as Blue Valentine being my pick, I have to humbly agree.
Right? And Blue Valentine is a great movie. Don't get me wrong. An amazing movie. I just think Shrek is that much better.
Shrek is
nostalgia talking. I feel like you're just letting nostalgia talk. I like Shrek. I love Shrek. But Blue Valentine's more relatable.
It's
dude.
Your favorite movie?
No. It'll be Mad Max.
Trash.
Furiosa coming soon.
You get no pizza, Milo. Pizza privilege is cut off.
I mean, we're going to eat in front of him.
I'm going to eat this pizza right in front of you, bro.
So they get cold feet. They gaslight Donkey into thinking there's something wrong with them. And they get an extra night together.
Yeah. And then they're literally about to kiss. They're like literally about to break the spell. Right in the eyes. They're about to end the movie. And Donkey goes in and cock blocks. Motherfucker.
But
we're this close to
I don't think they
sex.
Were actually going to, because I think something very interesting about that scene is that, yes, we see Shrek and Fiona.
Shrek and Donkey kiss.
don't let Brian start.
Shrek and Fiona having an intimate scene. And like, even like looking at it for what it is, it's like you have Fiona solo as a human and Shrek as a human. And like, just like the disparity between them, it's like there's no way they're going to have an intimate moment while they're this different. So I don't think it was ever really going to happen while they were different.
Really?
Yeah. You
know, this was the first time that I watched this movie as an adult. And the tension in the air when they were fucking looking at each other, I was like, dude, they're about to fucking kiss.
They're fucking eating rats.
hey, they were cooked, bro.
Like, what do you say? Like a rotisserie style?
Yeah. He even like invites her over for like I tartare.
But see, yeah. see how Fiona knew how to cook those though?
She didn't know how to cook it.
No, Shrek cooked them.
Yeah, Shrek cooked them.
But she said it was good. Yeah, she was.
Hey, look, I think the fucking gate between rat meat and human meat.
It's a little close. It's a little close.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Because either way, regardless of what you cook, you have to cook it to the right temperature to kill the bacteria.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Anywho, Donkey ruins this very intimate moment between Fiona and Shrek.
You're just a donkey hater, fool. Seriously.
Who?
Yeah.
Why are you being such an ass?
The fuck? They gaslight him. He didn't ask to stay there.
Anywho.
All right.
Fiona has to camp again because she's obviously going to turn into an ogre. And this is when Donkey goes to talk to her and realizes that she's an ogre at night. Right? And then I think there's a very funny joke in here where Donkey says something along the lines of like, oh, I knew the rat meat was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Like it turned you into a Shrek.
And then basically Fiona starts saying that, oh, no one could love me when I'm like this, you know?
Yeah.
And then Shrek overhears this and we kind of get into like this huge misunderstanding between Shrek and Fiona, where Shrek thinks that Fiona's talking about him.
Which yeah. Chris absolutely hated because it's plot armor.
It is.
I mean, I get it. It's 2001, you know, like... Things weren't that clever. I'm gonna ask you this question. When they made the frog balloon and the snake balloon, where the fuck did the string come from? That's right. That's right. It just was there.
That's fucking true.
Dude, I was
What did she pull that from?
When they finished it, because I was paying attention. I rewinded it three times. When I was paying attention. And when they because she blows into the frog. Yeah, he blows into the frog and just ties it. And the strings appear.
Bro, I know for sure that mouth is filled with warts. Oh, my
God. Chris, can I just say?
No, but you know how some animals are impervious to certain diseases? I mean, he might be impervious to, like, you know.
So Shrek's an animal now? Is that what you're trying to say? Is that a person?
He just built
the I'll let you know that you're disrespecting
my culture.
don't disrespect my culture.
I will not stand for this ogrephobia.
I will not stand for this.
Ogrephobia? if you look at the totality of this movie, there's a lot of xenophobia going on with all the fairy tale creatures. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm saying, dude. The Shrekophobia has to stop. This is the real issue.
The Shrekening.
Shrekening is going to come to the United States.
There's a misunderstanding between Shrek and Fiona.
Yeah, and then... This leads Shrek into like calling Lord Farquaad. It's like, hey, the princess is here. Okay,
come get your girl now. I can't deal with this anymore.
I was about to fuck her, but come get your girl now.
The tensions were high.
Yeah, and then because obviously Fiona doesn't want Farquaad to see her as an ogre, she rushes the wedding. And
which I mentioned earlier, and the fact that this all happened in like the same day threw me off.
Yeah. But,
If they got married and then the night where like Farquaad would have made his move, you think she would have ate him?
Ooh,
that's maybe a good question. That like
nice little snack,
I,
you know.
I think she too much was riding on the line for her because like her family put her there. You got to remember about the second movie. There's lore to this.
But I know, but it's
you
like
no, you just can't look at it as Shrek 1. There's Shrek 2.
I know. Come it's on. Hard. In no, hindsight, it's no, hard no, not it's to, not. But yes, I get look, it.
Anywho, I mean, we can call this a buddy movie because at the end of the day, this is a buddy movie. And this is what the fallow happens. You know, Shrek ends up saying something really mean to Donkey.
And you're pathetic, annoying, alone, and all this shit, basically.
Yeah. He's kind of projecting a little bit.
That was a lot of hurt. I felt that.
And everyone goes their own separate ways. And... Shrek ends up going back to his swamp. He gets what he always wanted.
We get that hallelujah montage, Chris. Come on. You're staying quiet right now.
Oh, no. It's because, so right here it said, because it was a consequence of the fairy godmother deal with the hero. So yeah, I was right about that. I just want to put that out there, Milo. And then,
so yes, we get the hallelujah montage.
Yes.
Shrek goes back to his, like, life.
Was a secret chord.
that David played it. Please, the Lord. But you don't really listen. Care for music.
You don't really listen to music. No. No, you might be right.
You don't care for music.
Do you?
It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift.
We're going to get copyrighted.
We were on point.
Yeah. Which, to my mistake, was this whole time Rufus Wainwright.
That is Rufus.
Yeah, Wainwright. I know. It
was Rufus.
Yeah, that's the part where I got confused. But
I either hear Rufus Wainwright or I always say his name wrong. Leonardo.
You said you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, I like his version. I think I might like his version more. I think it's a more original. I think it is an original. I'm not too sure. But anyways, yeah. So yeah, we get the montage where they realize, damn, they need each other. You know, they're like, they're just sad.
Wait. So I kind of like wasn't paying too much attention to this scene, but
it was
does Donkey like encounter the dragon like randomly?
Yeah. No, so
right.
No. So during the whole montage, like he goes to the river and he's drinking water, and the dragon's there crying. And then, like, he was like...
And then that's where he made his move.
That's literally where he's like, damn, I had a bad bitch all along, and I and I fumbled it.
No. He's like, so, baby girl, what's up, mommy? Then he just goes in for the kill.
Yeah, Beth, we were talking about the Hallelujah scene, but... Are we supposed to believe that Donkey and the dragon just kind of encountered each other randomly?
I mean, yeah, I think this is the biggest leap that
it's
you have
called,
to take.
It's called fate. he was destined for that dragussy.
Yeah.
My God, bro.
This is the biggest leap you have to take with this movie, you know? Like, how did it dragging it all the way out here, you know? But because this movie is so good, I'm willing to just, like...
Bro, I know that meeting was so fucking crazy, bro. Like just think about...
Wait, hold on.
Just think about it, bro.
The scene cut off and they just started making out.
I have a question. It takes 9 months to carry a child to...
Birth.
Is this when they... Like, between this and the movie, is this when they had it?
Oh, bro. It had to be, bro. It had to be.
Chris, we were just wondering, like, it takes 9 months to have a child. Is that chance encounter when they first made love between Donkey and the Dragussy?
I mean, I don't know any dragon lore other than Skyrim.
You
know?
Any dragon lore? How well versed are you?
We don't know how fast they reproduce. Dragons are not.
I know dragon and drakes, and then there's like, what?
Maybe Donkey was clearly very fertile.
I mean, like, not to put a description.
The virility on Donkey.
I actually want to get past this now.
Okay. Anywho, Donkey meets a dragon. They go back to a Shrek swamp. And then Donkey kind of, like, starts building a wall. He's like, I did half of the work. I get half of the swamp.
Communism.
Like, big ups to Comrade Donkey.
Comrade Donkey.
This is our swamp.
And yeah, so like Donkey basically like throws it out there. He's like, you don't know. I think he says like, you don't know what you heard. Like,
yeah.
Like what she was going through. And
this is when the misunderstanding kind of gets cleared up. And then Shrek is like, oh, I fucked up. I got to go save her. So we go to the wedding.
They have cue cards for the crowd at the wedding, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is like, they have cue cards for everything that has to do with Lord Farquaad. Quad? Yeah. Quad.
I think Farquaad. This is another way Farquaad is like kind of overcompensating a little bit.
I saw something right now where Lord Farquaad was supposed to be a play on Fuckwad.
But Fuckwad?
I don't know how true it is. It was like a meme, so I don't know how true it is.
What the fuck?
Hey, dude, I'm willing to give all the credit to the writers in this movie.
They did great. There's a whole lot of imagination going down in that movie.
So, yeah, so Shrek and Donkey, they go to the wedding, and he's like, you have to do it at the right time, just as he's about to say, I do.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he's throwing Donkey up, and he's like, oh, I think she's about to say yes.
No, they were like, oh, they already did it. They're about to kiss. And then they come in, basically, they save the wedding, they start fighting. The dragon needs Lord Farquaad, and then they get their kiss of true love. And this is when Fiona becomes an ogre.
You ever see that one meme where Farquaad was like saying, like, look at that. The ogre loves
the ogre's about to say he loves her or something like that.
That's the perfect meme right there. It's the perfect meme.
And so, yeah, they kiss, as Beto was saying, and we find out that Fiona's true form is her ogre form.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, Shrek tells her that he loves her, and we get the...
So, Lord Farquaad was based off the, at the time, CEO Michael Eisenberg.
Oh, my God. I know who that is.
And I guess after firing, eventually DreamWorks found Jeffrey Katzenberg. And then basically, like, because, like the whole movie is basically, like, also a fuck you to Disney movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of, yeah.
Yeah, it's also a fuck you to Disney.
You know, it's
movie.
Crazy because I know for sure.
We're going to have to redact that, by the way.
I know for sure Shrek saved the entirety of fucking DreamWorks, bro.
What, even Michael...
No, we just have to redact the F Disney part.
No, fuck Disney. Fuck Disney. Fuck Disney. Redact those three.
Redact is nuts.
Oh, my God. Look what you did, my you fucking Brian.
You just made a fucking villain right now.
Why is it okay when Brian says it, but Beto can't say it?
Because he never says it. This is the first time.
Beto is a fucking angel, and you just made him
into
a demon.
That's too late.
You know what? You know what it was?
Let's continue the movie.
No, hold on. You know what it is? Beto usually has three drinks. Well, Beto has an X amount of drinks, and now he has an X amount of drinks.
He's giving us numbers, but he's saying he had six.
No.
Okay, we're getting rid of this. Let's continue the movie.
Yes. And then we get that beautiful ending scene where they're, even though
I'm a believer.
Yes, I'm a believer by Smash Mouth and Donkey.
RIP.
Bro, I know Shrek was smashing Fiona with that song, bro.
Bro, well, how long? Come on. He was dry, bro. He was dry for years, dude.
No, dude. He was.
Wait, hold on.
You're in my swamp.
I think.
And then she says, it's out of swamp.
Am I wrong to say that Shrek was a virgin? Shrek was a virgin, right? You have to believe. Who's he fucking?
A tree?
There's plenty of frogs in the swamp.
Oh,
bro.
My
God. No.
I'm just kidding.
What do you call
You know what? Like,
bestiality. We do, by no means do we endorse bestiality on this podcast.
Yeah, get away with that weird shit. But anyways, dude, I mean, I don't know. Like, Shrek didn't like really talk to any of them. No, he didn't even, like, not even like other creatures.
Can we just point out the fact that in 2001, no one was thinking about shit like this. We're in the future right now where we can question everything.
Logically, we're the real questions of philosophy.
Yes.
This Shrek.
Is Shrek life? Hey, hold on. Is Shrek life?
Is Shrek life?
Is Shrek love?
I think Shrek life mirrors. Look at. I think Shrek mirrors life. 1 or 2.
He was using frogs as fleshlights.
No, dude. No.
Frog lights.
Yeah, and anywho, the movie ends up working out. Shrek and Fiona fall in love. They got married. And I think the choice to use the song I'm a Believer as the ending, it's such a nice way to end the movie, because it's a nice comparison between the end of the movie from the beginning, where Shrek is literally wiping his ass with fairy tale movies, to the ending, kind of like...
This might be it for me after all.
Explaining that now Shrek is a believer in love stories, that someone will see him for who he truly is, and he doesn't have to, like...
Don't give up, fellas.
Yeah. He doesn't have to, like, push everyone away.
To the Uggos, this goes out to you. Watch the Uggos, Shrek.
Jesus Christ.
And more of the story is, this movie is just saying, don't give up.
This movie...
It's literally that. This movie's like, don't give up, no matter how shitty life is.
I don't think his life was shitty until Lord Farquaad came. Like, he was basically getting evicted, you know? Like,
nah, Lord Farquaad was a fucking asshole, bro. Lord Farquaad was just like one of those fucking business CEOs.
I'm telling you, bro. The true villain of Shrek
is capitalism.
It's capitalism.
Capitalism, literally, bro.
And short man syndrome.
Hey,
watch it, buddy.
Easy, Chris, there, bucko.
Chris, it only affects you if you think you're short.
The true villain is the short king.
To me?
I don't think I'm short.
Chris is at a nice 6'2".
I don't think you're short either. I know you're short.
Chris, we all know.
I'm sorry. I don't think I am.
No. Deep inside.
Shut up. You're tall.
You're a 6'5 king.
Yeah, I don't exactly. Like, I'm gonna just say I'm gonna throw.
Why
this
is
out
everyone
there.
Attacking me? What
the fuck? I don't think.
What's
of my
your final thoughts of the movie, Milo?
We forgot to mention special guest today, Lord Farquaad.
Oh my god! Oh, no. We're adding Chris, by the way. That's what we were talking about.
I should have worn the wig.
I should have worn the wig.
Overall, shit. After talking about it the way that we did, great movie. Top 50 movies of all time, easily.
I mean, I think there's a reason why we're still.
Chris mentioned that it went into the
vault.
Yeah, it's in the vault. It got voted in 2020.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I think there's a reason why we're still talking about this movie 23 years later.
Can you imagine this? Like,
because it's still relatable. Like,
can you imagine years
later?
That's
why I was trying to say earlier, this movie mirrors Life 1 to 2. not because of like.
Dude,
what do you mean 1 to 2?
Years later,
not 101. 1 to 2.
Years later,
one
we're gonna get nuked. It's gonna be like fucking Dune, and then fucking Shrek VHS tape emerges out of nowhere,
out of the ground.
I don't know. Where,
there's an earthquake,
like a fucking relic, bro. It just shakes up.
Brian, I don't know what you're talking about when you're talking about Dune. So I don't know.
Well, you know, like I think there's a reason why this movie has been so impactful in culture today. One, because
it's very simple.
There's a reason why there's Shrek fucking raves, bro.
There's Shrek raves. Brian, can you confirm this?
Yes, there is actually.
People are going to raves dressed as Shrek, and it's because it's a really good movie.
It's
iconic.
Ogre kill.
If I have to,
ogre kill.
Iconic if we have to, but it's also just a really good fucking movie.
It's a good movie, dude. It's really good fucking good, dude. Like DreamWorks literally had a golden bag, bro.
I think at any point,
it actually saved their country. Their country.
Okay, look.
It actually saved
the swamp.
It actually saved their company. Because I guess they were going back.
Wait, Milo needs to say something.
So Shrek was ranked number 8 on the American Film Institute's list of the 10 greatest films in the genre animation. The only non-Disney or Pixar film on the list.
Dude, I don't blame them for voting that because this movie is so good.
It's good, dude. It's fucking like it has like...
Oh, it's not great, Brian?
All right.
It's all right.
Shut up, bitch.
And as we're wrapping up this fellatio on Shrek, I want to...
Fellatio?
I want to ask you this question, Brian. What is our next movie going to be?
No. Actually.
No, that is the question. But
No. Remember? My friend's going to be coming next week.
We have to do that first.
Yeah,
gives me time to make sure.
Wait, is he coming, though?
Yes.
Wait, next? No.
Then we're having
the
a
week
special
after.
Guest, no, ladies
next week.
And gentlemen.
Oh. I told him March 12th. You're the one who wanted to do this.
Okay, fair enough.
On March 12th, my friend Evan will be coming, and we're gonna be doing Jackie Brown.
He's coming, all right.
Oh my god!
I'm excited because I know you two guys are gonna be very good with like, I don't know, your guys' stupid reachers.
You know what I mean? Me and Beto are literally like, we're literally Goku and Vegeta, bro.
I didn't ask you, bro.
We're the fucking.
I didn't ask you, bro.
The letterbox users of the podcast.
All three of you guys will be.
We're gonna be live sucking each other's dick, right. Live stream.
Whoa!
So, but no, yeah, we're gonna be doing Jackie Brown.
We're like almost done with all Quentin Tarantino movies.
There's only 12 of them, right?
Well, we need to do that one movie.
10. He has 10 in total, I think. Oh, no, he has
including
10
including,
right now.
Including
maybe.
Including then I guess the finale for Quentin Tarantino should be the movie that he...
The Critic.
The last one.
Oh,
the
you mean Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
We need someone for Pulp Fiction. Do you guys want a new one?
No, I don't want Pulp Fiction.
No, we have to talk about it.
I don't want
it. Down the line.
That movie was okay.
We will argue this after we stop recording.
But yes, Evan,
we'll cast a poll, ladies and gentlemen.
Our next movie will be Jackie Brown. We'll be recording next week.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Wait. I'm not finished.
I welcome you guys to the Shrekening.
What happened to all the ogres? They never really explained it. I did want to talk about this. I want to have this same
question.
Yeah,
they do. You got to watch all those Shrek movies.
And which one? Forever?
Shrek.
I seen Shrek Forever. They don't really explain it.
Oh, like the lore of the Shrek? Or yeah, the lore of the ogres.
We'll find out next time.
All right, fine.
Thank you guys for listening. This was Buzz, Candid, and Critical. My name is Beto.
I'm Shrek.
And it's your boy Donkey.
And I'm Milo. No, you're and I will see you next week, guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Somebody once told me drive the safe. World is gonna roll
drive safe.
Me.
If you're listening to this, drive safe. Keep your eyes on the road.
We should have a live show where we have people drink with us. That'd be cool.